Zakta Heilige Mishnah weiter, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Ches. Rabbi Doistai bi Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Doistai, the son of Rabbi Yanai. Mishum Rabbi Meir Omer says in the name of Rabbi Meir. Kala Shecheach, if anyone forgets, Dover Echad mi Mishnasai, one inyan from his learning, as a result of his own negligence. He's not reviewing it. Maila olav akaz, the pasuk considers it ki'ilu mischayev benavshay, as if he is liable for putting his life in danger. Because what happens is, explains the Batanura, if you're going to forget what you learned by not chazering, there could be things that are really aser, and you're going to say it's mutter. And as a result, there's takala bal yaday. You can paskin that something is mutter when it's really aser. Or even preventing people from doing things that are really mutter, says the Rabbeinu Yonah. Even though he didn't do it on purpose, it was an honest mistake, but l'maisa, it's your fault for not chazering, for not reviewing it. Another pshat says about Tanur, it's pashat, the limit of Torah that a person has within him protects him. Now again, we're human beings, we forget. We're talking about someone that forgets out of negligence. How do we know this? Shenema, the pasuk says, Rak hishamer, just be careful. Ushamar nafshecha mi'ayd, and guard your nefesh, guard yourself greatly. So that you don't forget the things that your eyes saw, meaning what you saw by Har Sinai when the Torah was given. Our Mishnah Darshan, the Torah that you learn. Yachal, I would think, afilu takval of Mishnasi, let's say a person tries to remember, but his learning was so hard to understand that he was kind of overwhelmed and he can't remember. No, we're not talking about this person. Talmud Lemer, therefore the Pasuk says, Ufen yisuru milvavcha, so they're not removed from your heart, kol yemei chayecha. Ha'ena mischayev benavshay, one would not be liable. Atshiyeshe v'yisirem miliboy, till he sits and removes it from his heart. In other words, he says, nah, I don't care to chazer, what's the difference? I do remember, I don't remember. The Chabina Rav was a great Gaon. The Chazaynish said he sees the Shechina settles on him. The Brisker Rav was Meyid, that he knows Kala Taira Kula. The Shabina Rav wasn't well, but then he got better. After he got better, he didn't come anymore to meetings, and of course the meetings that he was going to wasn't Stam meetings, it was meetings for the Klal. And he said that he promised that if he gets better, he wants to chazer the whole Torah that he ever learned, to make sure he remembers everything when he goes up to Shemayim. And he made a cheshbon, it would take him 5 years to chazer it. And once, in the middle of the night, he woke up, washed Negelwasser. The bacher that was like his gabe came running and said, what's the matter? He said, quickly, oi, should I get a doctor? He said, no, bring a tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. What? He ran and brought a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda. That's a sefer with the questions and answers from the great Goyen, the Noida B'Yehuda, the Rav of Prague. And he looked something up and said, okay, now I can go back to sleep. The bacher was dumbfounded. But the Shabina Rav explained to him that I'm constantly chazering over. And there was a lashon in the tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda, in the sefer, where the Noida B'Yehuda writes his questions and answers. The big Rabbanim knew all the questions and answers of the great Chachamim of the generations. And he didn't remember exactly what the lashon was. So even in his sleep, he was chazering. Now, we're not the Shabina Rav. We can't be on that level. But on our level, all that Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking is for us to try, to learn, and never assume once we learned it, it's over. But that's why we say, Hadron Allah, we ask, we should be able to return to learn it again and to chazer it.